Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Figure last March, when I asked him about America's data being stored on and accessed by China, TikTok CEO stated under oath that it was not accessible by the CCP. However, this statement was a lie. As their own internal recording said, everything is seen in China. HR 7521 gives TikTok and similar apps 6 months to divest from their parent company, ByteDance. It's their choice. TikTok needs to decide whether they value their users or their ties to the Chinese Communist Party more. Simple as that. Vote for this bill. I yield back.
All right, welcome back on this Thursday. The U.S. House of Representatives have passed legislation to ban TikTok unless its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, divests its ownership, framing the action as a protective measure against national security threats. 352 members of the House voted in favor, 65 opposed it, and one member voted present. I'm sure the 65 that opposed it are people that are being paid to oppose it by the lobbyists and everybody else up there in D.C., because this really always comes down to money. The legislation action, spearheaded by Representative Mike Gallagher, the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversaries Controlled Applications Act seeks to sever ByteDance ties with TikTok, underpinning the move with bipartisan concern over privacy and security, national security concerns. The bill passes follows extensive briefings in intelligence and security agencies on TikTok's potential risks, including privacy breaches, election interference, and targeted disinformation campaigns. There has been some mixed reactions to this. While proponents of the bill heralded as a crucial step in safeguarding U.S. national security, opponents, including quite a few within Congress, warn of the implications of free speech and the economic fallout for creators and small business relying on these types of platforms. I think some people are concerned that if you have a smaller company and you're trying to create some type of an app, we've seen all the different ones that have gone viral from Vine to TikTok to whatever, that this could potentially hurt them in some way or another. I don't think that that's true, because if you read into the bill, and it's not that very long, it's actually only 12 pages, which is surprisingly small considering what Congress usually does. But if you read into it, it's very specific about your host being controlled by a foreign adversary. That's what it comes down. It's very specific about that. Nobody like Twitter, like X, you're not in fear of them shutting you down because they pass this bill, or having any types of problems, or all of a sudden stunting free speech on these apps. None of that's in there. And if people are feeding you that crap, I would advise you, from me to you, to go read the 12 pages, and you will see it is very specific on what it says. The X is an American company run by an American, and it doesn't have ties to foreign adversaries, so you should be just fine. But if we're going to do a little bit of deeper dive into it, and a decisive move, the House of Representatives have voted in favor of the legislation that could lead to a nationwide TikTok ban. And I know that's going to escalate tensions between Washington, Beijing, and over technology and security, but it's also going to escalate tensions between the American people and the federal government, because there are so many people that, even though they know that potentially their data is being collected and they're being spied on by China, they still use these apps, or this particular app, as part of their business, or they have built up a following on there and they make money by the amount of followers they have and how well their videos do. So this situation is not going to just all of a sudden go away. It's going to get kind of ugly here moving forward. The bill, crafted with bipartisan support, which is surprising, targets TikTok's ownership structure, compelling ByteDance to divest in its stake or face a ban, effectively framing the issue as a matter of national security rather than an outright prohibition of the app's operation in the U.S. Mike Gallagher did a pretty good job of this. He's been a key figure in the legislation push. He emphasized the difference and the distinction between a ban and a forced separation, suggesting that a path for TikTok continues to continue operating in the U.S. under new ownership is absolutely possible. The move reflects growing concerns among U.S. lawmakers about the influence of Chinese companies in American digital spaces and the potential for espionage and data collection, which we all know about. If they do some type of new ownership, and man, would it be insane if somebody like Elon Musk purchased TikTok as well? This guy would be, I mean, beyond the richest man in the world. But if he did something like that, then a lot of these people that their business model is based around their TikTok accounts should be fine. If they don't do that, then it will be banned nationwide. And I got to tell you, I'm not on TikTok. I do not have an account. I don't go on TikTok. I don't even have the app on my phone. But from what I hear from other people that use it, it sounds like TikTok is just a filthy app to be on. And there is plenty of very disgusting things on there that, to me, it would probably better society to get rid of it. I know there's a lot of people that use it for good reasons. And then you have always the people that use it for bad reasons. But apparently the bad outweigh the good in this case, and it would probably be better for TikTok to just go away. Again, it's just my opinion. The legislative action was bolstered by classified and unclassified briefings from top U.S. intelligence and national security officers, presenting a grim picture of the risks posed by TikTok's operations. These assessments have painted TikTok as not just a social media platform, but also as a tool to potentially wielding for foreign interference, data privacy breaches, and other malicious activities. The bill has not been without its detractors, critics, including some of the youngest members of Congress. Representative Maxwell Frost argued that such a ban infringes on the First Amendment rights and could have detrimental effects on small businesses and our content creators who rely on TikTok for their livelihood. Moreover, TikTok's lobbying efforts and legal challenges against previous bans underscore the contentious battle over the platform's future in the U.S. Of course, one of the youngest members is the one arguing for it. I got to be honest, you're paid off. If you're sitting there making that big of an argument, it's because the lobbyists have already gotten to you and there's a lot of money there and they're saying, hey, if you do me this favor, I'm going to do you that favor, and you're paid off. Why would you want any American, regardless of what their business model is, whether they have business on there, they make money on there or not, there's plenty of other apps that we don't have these problems with that they could jump on board with. Why would you want them on this app knowing that our number one adversary is collecting data on them, and what it's being used for, we don't know. But regardless, you're allowing a foreign country to collect data on an American citizen. I don't see how it's a bad thing to stop that from happening. But of course, one of the youngest members, because you know they're all into the tech is their thing. That's their generation. Of course, they are not happy about it. Me personally, I'm happy that they are banning TikTok. It has passed the House. It's got to go further than that to finish up. And I would like to see TikTok go away forever. Just my personal opinion, because I think it is that dangerous for the American people. I think it's necessary that it does go away so that way China is not collecting whatever they're collecting, because whatever intel they're collecting, believe me, it is for nefarious reasons. They're going to use it against us somehow, some way. We don't know what they're collecting, and it would be best to just opt ourselves out. That, no, we're not going to do this anymore. We're shutting it down, and we're going to cut off one of your sources to how you guys are trying to spy on the United States. But again, that's just me. I don't know how much you guys shop there, but the retailer Dollar Tree has announced that they are closing almost 1,000 stores across the U.S. between its namesake general discount store and its subsidiary chain, the Family Dollar Store. The company said on Wednesday that the Family Dollar would close 600 locations in the first half of 2024 and 370 stores over the next few years as store leases expire. Dollar Tree bought Family Dollar for $8.5 billion in 2015. They said, our biggest problem right now is getting enough merchandise into the stores fast enough so the consumer can respond, is what the CEO, Rick Dreiling, added that the Family Dollar was continued to be hurt by macroeconomics uncertainties. The company said that it would record a $950 impairment against the trade name Family Dollar on top of a $1.07 billion goodwill charge. Family Dollar reportedly spent more than $594 million closing or rebranding stores, which eased profits from the holiday season. With the latest announcement, shares of Dollar Tree fell 14% in the stock market. Dollar Tree claims that the retail giant has not been able to lure new customers due to high costs and surging prices. Gee, you think, I got to be honest with you, I don't think it's high prices and well, it's definitely got something to do with price. Let me exclude women from this because I know how my wife is. And if any woman is like my wife, and I'm sure there are plenty that are, and you like doing your little crafty stuff and making all your little things, and you like getting little cheap crafts for the kids to make stuff during the holidays, dollar store is probably a great place for you guys to go to get all these little cheap crafty stuff and everything, and maybe get some yarn and get some coloring stuff. And they even have some type of little educational books and stuff like that for kids if you're homeschooling that you could do as side work on top of what you're doing. I guess it makes sense. Me personally, I hate the dollar store with the passion. They all stink. It smells like, to me, and it doesn't matter where I go because I've been everywhere now from Miami all the way up to the top of the state of Florida here. And dollar stores all the time because my wife likes Dollar Tree. So she likes going there and get a little craft stuff. They all stink like somebody did not change their Depends on time. I don't know if you have the same experience in your town, but they stink in my town. Not to mention, I got to be honest with you, what they're selling you for $1.25, I wouldn't give you a quarter for because I think that is the cheapest crap that I have ever seen sold anywhere. That stuff should be given away for free. You shouldn't have to pay $1.25 for it. And I would pay a quarter. You certainly should be buying in bulk at these places. I don't even know how these places stay open. Yeah, but they it must have people going in there and spending big dollars because I don't know how they stay open. As far as them not having inventory, I don't see that either because at least I don't go in the Dollar General, but at least the Dollar Tree, whenever I go with my wife, they're stacked. They got a million of everything there. I don't know how their sad song is that they can't get enough stuff in there. How about it's just that people right now are tight because the economy sucks and they're trying to cut costs wherever they can. And a dollar store seems like a pretty easy place to cut out of your spending. I mean, I don't know how much you spend weekly. I would hope people are not going there weekly because, again, that stuff's just such garbage. But some people do. I mean, it was so bad. I think the last time I was in a dollar store with my wife, I noticed, I said, did you see they have a $3 and $5 section for the same crap they're selling for $1.25? You're going to pay $5? Are you nuts? I'm not cheap. Believe me, I'm the least cheap person anybody's ever met. Yeah, chances are, if you run into me, we go out and we're eating, I will always pay for your meal. I am not a cheap person by any means. If I see something that my wife likes, she can buy it. If I see something I need, because I generally don't buy things because I like them, I buy them because I need them. I go buy them. I'm not cheap. I'm not frugal, but I'm not frugal either. I'm probably just an average spender. You know, I don't. But the dollar store, oh, I'll be cheap in the dollar store, no doubt. That's the place. You want to see me get cheap? You want to see my pockets get tight and me get little gator arms where I can't get into my pocket because I ain't buying that? Yeah, dollar store is a place, because that place is just trash. I feel like I'm buying trash. It's garbage. But I guarantee you, I know my side story here. I guarantee you the reason that these stores are shutting down has nothing to do with merchandise and has everything to do with the economy. Number one, they raise their prices on stuff that's already junk. Number two, the economy's doing so bad, people are not spending like they used to. I know that they're going to give you numbers online and they're going to tell you that they had the best spending seasons and everything and they're making the most profits. Well, of course you are, because the price is five times what it used to be. So you don't need to sell five times more to make that number. You can sell five times less and still hit that number. It's just we're in such a bad spot that people are not going to spend their money in places that are not necessary for them to spend their money. Hence the dollar store, the Dollar General. If I had to go anywhere else, I would go somewhere else. I'd spend money somewhere else. It doesn't make sense to me. I got to be honest with you. I'm probably going to visit a Dollar General sooner or later here, because where I moved up now, I mean, I swear they're on every corner. But when you move in a rural area, at least in Florida, it may not be that way where you're at, but at least in Florida, not only is there Dollar Generals, I was driving by somewhere and it looked like a new warehouse and everything, and it said the DG Market. Now, the DG Market, never heard of that, but I'm like, yeah, I'm in a different area. What do I know? And then I come to find out, stupid me, my daughter's laughing. What are you laughing? Oh, that's a Dollar General Market. I'm like, are you kidding me? They're trying to get savvy with the name, the DG Market. I'm like, what the hell is that? So I've never been in there, but I'll probably peruse my way into there and see what that's all about, since it's not that far from my house. Because I got to tell you, the closest grocery store to where I'm living right now, about 30 minutes. So I will check that out. But hey, listen, dollar store is going under. I got to be honest with you. That's what you get for raising your prices, for selling people garbage. That's what you get when you guys lobby for and vote for Democrats to be in office, especially in the top office in the land. That's what you get when the economy's in a crapper because the money's being spent too much and people don't want to waste their dollars at these low budget, low product, crappy places. That's what you get.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.